Georgia, of course, swept. A couple of chances to win there. Couldn't finish it off. A chance to win that series up in Knoxville. So I know you don't take anything away in terms of moral victories because you look at the standings and it is what it is. It's 1-5. But you were there last year. Do you share a message with this team that you went through this last year and there's plenty of time left? You can turn this thing around?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you don't belabor that point too much because, you know, any given year's team doesn't want to hear too much about the past, especially last year. But we know we've been through it. You know, we got off to a slow start last year in the conference and we're able to recover very well. And the funny thing is we're actually in the overall record, we're 3 games ahead of last year's pace, believe it or not, and off to the same slow start within the league. But, you know, all is not lost. It's a long season. It's a marathon, any cliche you want to use. At this point, we just need to get a little healthier. We need to get some guys back playing for us again that are major contributors. And, you know, much like last year, Stokes missed a portion of the year at times. And a lot of guys, we just needed to get back into the lineup. T.J. Hopkins missed a lot last year. And so, you know, when we went through those spurts where we weren't playing at full strength is when we would tend to struggle. When we got most of the guys back, that's when we really took off. And I think a similar thing could happen this year if we can get Eister back and Majinski back and Rich Chapman back, get some of these guys back. You know, I think we have a chance to get this thing going.
What do you think about the back end of your bullpen right now? I mean, you were counting on Sawyer Bridges. He obviously has not been good to this point in league play. I don't know if there's something bothering him physically or he's just not performing the way you guys had hoped he would, or maybe something else, or maybe I'm wrong in my assessment. How do you see that based on what you've seen the first two league weekends?
Well, Carey and Tringali have been very, very good. You know, I would label both of them not surprises, but we thought that they could do well coming into the season. They've both been very, very good. We thought that combined with Sawyer Bridges being, you know, the same guy he was last year would give us a very good bullpen because you need 3 guys you can count on over the course of a week because the same guy can't close it out every day, and sometimes you need to use 2 of the guys in the same game like we did the other night in the win on Saturday. Sawyer has been battling a shoulder for a while now in his career, and he was able to overcome it, did very well last year, and I think he'll find a way to do that again this year. Just he's gotten off to a slow start. There's days his shoulder feels good and there's days it doesn't, and so he's the kind of guy that because he has so much heart and courage and has a track record, you want to keep giving him that chance, and you hope that this is the time when the light will go on and you get the old Sawyer Bridges. Hasn't happened yet, but I still have belief in him. I still have faith that he will get to that point. And when he does, again, that'll make us a better team because, you know, this, as you mentioned, we lost, you know, there's 2 games against Georgia that we lost late leads, and then the game on Sunday we lost a late lead, and those aren't, you know, Sawyer's not the only guy. Obviously, he's the guy we give the ball to because of his track record. But if we can get our bullpen solidified, and a lot of that will have to do with Ridge again and Carmen pitching more innings at the beginning of games, which doesn't wear guys out quite as early in the middle of the game, all that will kind of start to piece itself together. And now I think you start seeing us close those games out that we've had slip away on us so far.
Yeah, Mark Kingston joining us, head coach for the Gamecocks. They're back at home against North Carolina A&T. And, Coach, obviously the storyline about, you know, not holding some of these leads, but I was just looking at your team offensively, and, I mean, obviously everybody knows what Hopkins and Olsen are doing and they're raking, but what about some of the guys maybe to lengthen that lineup? Is there anything you as a coach are looking at in the cage work or in approach to the game that you want to, you know, get those guys some help offensively and maybe put, you know, get some insurance runs in these situations?
Yeah, you know, the thing with our offense is it hasn't been totally feast or famine, but it's been, we're either really, really good, like the Sunday against Clemson where we scored 14 runs, you know, when things were really clicking for us, or there's days that we can be pitched to a little bit. And good pitching beats good hitting, but there have been some days in our league, especially in the league games, where we're facing guys really, really good, advanced pitchability, professional type stuff, and we haven't taken as good of at bats as you would want. Now, again, we have a fresh, brand new lineup outside of a couple of those guys you mentioned for the most part, and it just takes a little bit of time for these freshmen, for these JUCO transfers to get used to it. But for the most part, Barry Hill has had a pretty good year. Eister's had a pretty good year. I think Noah Campbell showed signs this weekend of starting to get back to being himself. That will help lengthen out the lineup. And then some guys like an Ian Jenkins have shown flashes. At the end of the day, we're striking out too much, and that needs to improve. Because I think that's the one thing holding us back from being a little bit more consistent. We've had great days. Again, we've had days where we scored 14 to win a series against our rivals. So it's there, but then we've had some days where we could be shut down a little bit. So just got to continue to work on consistency, individual approaches with guys. Some guys need to be more aggressive. Some guys need to be less aggressive. It's just a constant development process, and it's a day-to-day thing.
Coach, you got Auburn coming up this week, 4-2 in the league right now, but 20-4 overall. Can you give us just a little quick synopsis of their program right now?
Well, they're really good.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the SEC in 2019, man. Gosh, it's just one bear after another. I told a friend of mine, it's like the bills just keep coming. You've got the electric bill, then you've got the water bill, then you've got the cable bill, then you've got the rent. I mean, it's just every weekend you've got something coming at you, and so you just have to be at your best. Auburn is a tremendous program. They're pretty darn good right now. They can really pitch. They had some pitchers out last weekend against Mississippi State that, truth be told, I hope they're out again against us next weekend. And they can really swing it. So there's just no off weekends in this league. And, you know, you hope going back home and getting our fans behind us and having the home field advantage, hopefully that will help us. And, you know, hopefully we'll start to win some of these close games that have started to slip away. But you know, obviously have a game tomorrow night against a team with a winning record that will come in here wanting to win. So that's issue number one. And then when that game's over, we'll really start to focus on Auburn.
All right, update us on Eister and his situation, his availability, and also Campbell and his update on his injury and his return into his normal position of second base.
Yeah, we're hoping Campbell can play tomorrow night back out there at second. Obviously, he didn't play all weekend out there in the field, and Eister missed the entire weekend as well. We're hoping that Campbell's back out there tomorrow night. Eister, my guess is it's probably a 1 or 2 week deal. You definitely won't see him tomorrow night. Probably will not see him this weekend. And then we're hoping the following weekend that he'll be back with us. That's optimistic, but we have nothing right now. If not optimism, we've got to keep the faith. And then I think that if he gets back there, which we're hearing is realistic, that'll really help us as well.
And you've announced left-hander Dylan Harley will start tomorrow night. And what about the weekend rotation for Auburn? More of the same?
That'll be to be determined. You know, we're going to give Dylan a shot tomorrow night, which means Lloyd now will not start tomorrow night, which will put him in play this weekend for potentially a bigger role. So we'll evaluate that after tomorrow night. We'll see who we use and then check out Auburn and the matchups and how many lefty versus righty, et cetera. And we'll announce who we're going to pitch, you know, probably Wednesday or Thursday.